Hare Krishna. By the causeless mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga, we have come to this most holy place, Sri Chaitanya Math. This was the headquarters of the preaching mission of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. As you all know, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur is the divine spiritual master of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur has been described as a ray of Vishnu. The message of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was for some times not being preached very vigorously. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prayed to the Lord that, "My dear Lord, please send a ray of Vishnu. Please send one of your associates to come so that he can help me push forward the mission of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." It is said that one can judge the greatness of a Vaishnava by his preaching activities and how he can turn others into the fold of devotional service of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, in whose bhajan place we are sitting now, is one such great acharya in our line. I'm not at all qualified to speak about him, but the order of His Grace Govind Prabhu, I will try to speak little bit. Is through him Radhana Swami Maharaj is asking me to speak little bit, and then he will continue after I stop. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, about him, Srila Prabhupada would say, "What can I say? He is a Vaikuntha man. He is not a person of this world." Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur is one such personality who was sent by Lord Krishna to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was for some time residing in Sri Chetra, Jagannath Puri. And it was at that time that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared on 18th February 1874. At that time Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was staying in a house just at the Grand Road. Some of you may have seen that place, that Gaudiya Math, where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared. And he was named Bimal Prasad. It is customary in the temple of Lord Jagannath that after being offered to Lord Jagannath, the prasad is given to Bimala Devi and then distributed. So the prasad of Lord Jagannath in the form of his teachings has come through Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When he was very young, at that time, during the Rath Yatra, the Rath happened to just stop near the house of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. The mother of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhagavati Devi, she took this opportunity to take the child up on the Rath to get the blessings of Lord Jagannath. And at that time, a garland from Lord Jagannath fell onto the child. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur took it as a confirmation that his prayer was answered. From the very beginning of his life, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur exhibited extraordinary qualities, both in the academic sense and of course in the spiritual sense. When he was about 4 years old, one day his father brought some mangoes, and being a child, Bimala Prasad just accepted the mangoes without offering. So later on his father lovingly chastised him that these mangoes were not offered to Krishna, how can you take it? And from that time onward, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur decided that he would never take any mangoes. You know how dear mango is to all devotees. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur decided that I will never eat mango. Even during his, when he was guru with thousands of disciples, when somebody would bring him mangoes, he would say, I am an offender. I cannot take these mangoes. He was, at the age of 7, he had studied all the scriptures and he could speak very eloquently. He also invented a type of shorthand called Bicanto, and he studied astrology. In fact, he wrote one book called Surya Siddhanta. However, he did not practice this science, knowing that devotional service to Krishna is much more important. He was a Naishthika Brahmachari all throughout his life. In fact, he found one assembly, August Chirakumar Sabha, society of those who were celibate. There were many members, but only one remained till the end. That was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Although he studied, but he did not accept the formal degree because he did not want to be pressurized into entering into family life. He was a revolutionary in the true sense, and he had great emphasis on preaching through printing of books. It was here that he had this printing press. He would call this kind of book distribution as Brihat Mridanga. In fact, he started one magazine called Nadiya Prakash, and this was a daily newspaper. So when somebody asked him, how can you have a magazine daily about spiritual topics, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur replied in a very analytical way. He said that this material world, this material creation, is only ekpada vibhuti, it is only 1/4, and the spiritual realm, the spiritual universe, is tripada vibhuti, that is 3 times. So this material world is only 1/4, and there are so many universes, and among them there is one universe, and in that universe there are so many planets, in that planet there are so many countries, in that country there are so many cities, and there is one small city called Calcutta, and there are so many newspapers being printed about one small city. So how much more we can print about the spiritual world, which is 3 times more the material world. There is no dearth of information, there is only shortage of readers. So he also translated Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was a great lover of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, especially Chaitanya Bhagavat. He wrote commentaries, and he also translated Chaitanya Mangal, and he would have these books which he translated widely distributed. Here where we are sitting, actually just on the other side, is the Bhajan Kutir, where he would perform intense bhajan. Before he began his preaching mission, he came here and he was chanting every day 3 lakhs names of Krishna. It is approximately 192 rounds, following in the footsteps of Srila Haridas Thakur.
1 billion?
1 billion for 9 years.
He decided that in 9 years or in 10 years, I will chant 1 billion names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he very strictly followed that vow. He would eat only once a day, and in a sitting posture, like a cow, and that's all, just once a day. And when it was raining, he would just have an umbrella on top, and somehow he would continue chanting. If we cannot imitate him, we can try to follow his example by chanting attentively 16 rounds. But certainly, it is an inspiration for us to take shelter of the holy name. His favorite verse was the favorite verse of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. He would emphasize on this verse, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarori Vasahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. He, whenever somebody would offer respects to him, he would bow down in return and say, Dasosmi, I am your servant. There's a famous essay which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur wrote, where he was explaining on his Vyas Puja day, when he was being glorified and garlanded and respected. He said, I am totally unqualified. It's like a dog sitting here. I am totally unqualified, but I am just accepting it on behalf of my spiritual master. He was the perfection of the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So much he liked the glorification of the name of Krishna. Sometimes there would be derogatory articles about Krishna or about the Gaudiya Math. Some criticism was there. And sometimes there were two articles. One would be glorifying the activities and the other would be criticizing. So he would tell his disciples to count how many times the name Krishna appeared. And if the name of Krishna, sometimes the name of Krishna would appear more in the article which was criticizing, he would say, this is a better article. Because here the name of Krishna is appearing more. He was simultaneously a great scholar and simultaneously a fatherly personality. He would take care of all the devotees very nicely. It is said that sometimes many of the brahmacharis who had joined his mutt, sometimes their parents would come to try to take them back. That continues now also. So when they would come to look for them, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would have them hiding behind his cot, below his cot. And then they would come and ask, where is my son? And he would say, I don't know where he is, you can search. Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, he was also contemporary of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And he would be opposed, obviously, because he was preaching for a material cause. And he would say, why are you taking these youngsters? They can be part of the Azad Hind force. They can help get independence. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would say that these devotees here, they are very thin. You need very strong-bodied person for fighting. So let them just eat some chapatis and be happy. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would preach in a very scholarly way. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada would say that I would listen very attentively, but many times I would not understand such high language, at the same time high teachings. But still he would listen very attentively. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur remarked about Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada that he likes to hear, he never goes away. At the same time, he would sometimes preach in a way which a very common person could also understand. Many of you are familiar with it, one of his books called Upadesh Upakhyan, where he would preach through simple stories. Just like one very famous story is that how sometimes those who are not devotees, they play with words, they juggle with words without understanding the meaning, like Brahma or Bhagavan. He explains the story that there was a person who did not know much English, and he was arrested, although he was not at fault. So when he was arrested, he was taken to the court, and this was during the British Empire. So he was thinking that although I don't know English, maybe if I show I know, I may go free. So he was asked, did you commit this crime? So in a few words, one of them was yes. So did you commit this crime? Yes. And then he was asked whether there was somebody else accompanying him. And he said, no. The third question was that you will be punished or you will be sentenced to death. And he said, very good. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is using a very simple example to show of how sometimes those who are not devotees, sometimes they may play with the words of the Shastras without understanding the true purport. There's a famous story Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would often quote, which can be very useful to help us remember that we should give up our material attachments and surrender to Krishna. There was a marriage party which was going across the river, and were decided that they would go in the evening and reach in the morning. So, the passengers, those who were going to the other side to attend the marriage, they fell asleep in the night, and morning when they got up, they found that they were at the same place. Although the boatman was rowing all throughout the night, still they were near the same place. And they inquired from the boatman, "What is the matter? Are you not rowing? Were you sleeping?" And then they found out that he was rowing all night, but the anchor was not removed. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur illustrates through this story that how you must be careful to give up material attachments and take shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.
Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur predicted that a time will come when people will study Bengali to study Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And of course, by the mercy of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, now Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is available in English and in so many other languages. Here at this holy place, he manifested Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giri Govardhan, which we all saw. Here also the Bhajan Kutir of Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur, his Samadhi Mandir also. This is a place of worship for all of us, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, who are in the line of Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur. A place where we can pray for his mercy so that we can also follow in his footsteps and be empowered to practice the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and distribute it to our capacity. Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur would often say, "Prana ache jara karaha prachar." One who has life, he can preach. He had spiritual life and he would enthuse life in others. Amidst great difficulties, oppositions, he never gave up preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya. He was known as Singh Guru, like a lion, especially in chasing Mayavadis, his special love for Mayavadis. There is one story when devotee was explaining that when Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur, he was traveling, he was going towards South India in a train, and he happened to meet one person who was a Mayavadi, and Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur preached to him, but he was not listening, he was not convinced. Finally, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur had somebody had offered some mangoes. He offered these mangoes to Krishna and he gave it to this Mayavadi. And when this Mayavadi ate those mangoes, by the mercy of Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur, he immediately accepted, "Yes, I am a servant of God." Of course, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur ultimately preached that we are servants of the servants of God. It is said that once Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya, who was the vice chancellor of the founder of Banaras Hindu University, he came once to meet Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur, and he had several questions to ask, but Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur, he said, "I'm busy.
Go and
ask one of the devotees and do some service," he said. In this way, he engaged him in service, and when he came back, and he told Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur that now all my questions are answered just by engaging in service. Whenever somebody would come to meet Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur, he would ask him, "What is your identity? What do you think you are?" If somebody said, "I am a servant of Krishna," Bhaktivedanta Thakur would say, "I'm sorry, I'm busy, I do not have much time." But if somebody said, "I am a servant of the servant of Krishna," then Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur would have all the time in the world for him. He was the perfection of what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, and also we find how it's emphasized by all the devotees in our movement. Gopir Bhartur Pada Kamalayor Das Das Anudas. Simply to be the servant of the servant and incessantly chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What about these deities? Did everybody have darshan of the deities? Gandharvika, Giridhari. These deities were installed by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Before the installation, when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur went to Jaipur to get these deities, when he reached there, the sculptor or the maker of the deities, he himself came and said, these deities are for you. He brought the deities. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was surprised. He said, how do you know? So he explained that he had a dream. In the dream, Lord Krishna personally appeared and told that tomorrow one great Mahabhagavat devotee will come. And he will come and you please give them these deities. So he offered these deities as a service to the mutt. This road which you see going all the way from here till past ISKCON temple till Hular Ghat was built by the followers of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur under his direction. He would personally supervise. It was Sir Anderson who was about to come when this road was built. Actually, one devotee in ISKCON wrote to Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada that occasionally the Ganges water, the flood comes in. And once he wrote that, this time the flood did not come because of the Bhakti Siddhanta road. So Srila Prabhupada replied, yes, the line of Bhakti Siddhanta is always protecting us. By following the teachings of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, we are always protected. So it's getting time, and let us all pray, let us all beg. Actually, once I had come here, many of you have come here with Radhana Swami Maharaj, and he explained very nicely that this place is Vrajapatan also. It is not different from Vrindavan. So, by the mercy of the devotees, this place is manifested. So let us bow our heads in the dust of this place, pray for the mercy of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, and beg that we can someday become pure and humble and chant the holy name. Trinadapi suni chena taroriva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Let us loudly chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Prabhupada ki. Now I will request His Grace Govinda Prabhu to speak some words about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur and about this holy place.